The CEO of the Ability Center, Gail Burrell, said late last year they appeared before members of the Veterans and Military Affairs Committee on Capitol Hill.
Certainly, your listeners have heard us talk before about how many military veterans and their families that we see come through our programs. That's continued to grow. And one of our challenges is that the funding is often up and down, and it depends on whether corporations want to invest or individual organizations. We had a tremendous partnership in the past with Wounded Warrior Project. We continue that partnership, but it has changed over years. And we know we're getting the right outcomes in the work we're doing. We're seeing some incredible results, and we really want to partner with the state to make sure that we have sustainable ongoing funding.
She said they did not ask for a specific amount at the time.
And we are thinking that around $100,000 on an annual basis would really help us move forward. That's less than 2%, just above 1% of our annual budget. So it would really make a tremendous difference in that our programs serve about 20% of who we see our veterans and their families. So in order to make sure we can continue and grow those programs.
Burrell said the legislators were at least interested by their request. She added they've had support from Representative Paul Ray of Clearfield, plus Representative Tim Quinn and Senator Kevin Van Tassel, who both represent the Park City area. She said helping out veterans is an original part of their mission.
As many folks in Park City know, we started as a veteran program serving 15 Vietnam veterans with a grant from the DAV back in 1985. So we've certainly grown over time.
And she said she has a personal connection to this item.
My father himself is a Vietnam veteran. He did not see impacts of his service until he was in his late 60s. He now has two diagnoses as a result of his service and his exposure to Agent Orange.
She said the National Ability Center serves some 1,600 veterans annually, sometimes including family members.
Any of our program activities, so any of those outdoor activities, we can get them out and active again. Some of them were that action sports person, that action guy or woman, and that action gets taken away from them. And so we can help them continue to be active and get outdoors. Other folks are coming for social connections. Some are coming for family bonding. Certainly when you're coming back from conflict and reconnecting both with your community but also with your immediate family, that can be really hard. And we've got a creative program, which I invite other people to learn about, called the Equine Assisted Learning Program, where you're working on communication, including nonverbal communication, and building that family unit.
Gail Burrell, the CEO for the National Ability Center. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.